from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Major League Baseball is heading for quite a spectacular finish here in November. The Arizona Diamondbacks have been in New York City this week for three World Series games. They came to Yankee Stadium with confidence, having won the first two games of the World Series, but the Yankees have fought back for three straight victories. Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us. Stefan, the last two wins, both in extra innings and both past midnight, were about as dramatic as baseball can get.
You run out of superlatives. For me, it recalled a lead of a newspaper story that Shirley Povich of the Washington Post wrote in 1956 when Don Larsen, also of the Yankees, pitched a perfect game in the World Series. Povich said that the million-to-one shot came in, hell froze over, a month of Sundays hit the calendar, and I kind of think you have to double it. These last two games were among the most dramatic, particularly because they were back-to-back ever in World Series history.
Well, tell us what happened Wednesday and then last night.
Well, on Wednesday, the Yankees went into the bottom of the ninth inning trailing 3-1 with two outs and a man on base. Tino Martinez hit a home run on the first pitch that he saw from a young South Korean reliever named Byung-Hun Kim. And then they won the game one inning later when Derek Jeter hit a home run off of the same pitcher. Last night, they go into the bottom of the ninth inning, down by two runs again. This time, Scott Brosius hits a home run with two outs again off of the same pitcher, and the Yankees win the game in the 12th inning.
Any sense here that the Arizona Diamondbacks would be a little bit shaky coming to play in Yankee Stadium?
You'd think so. The environment in the stadium this year in the Bronx, by all accounts, has been more hyped up than it normally is in this place where fans yell and scream and abuse visiting players. Part of that has to do with the September 11th aftermath. It's been very, very dramatic for every game throughout the playoffs. You got this bald eagle that flies in at the beginning of the game. It's a heightened emotional moment in Yankee Stadium when you come out to play. And the reality is that the Diamondbacks handled it very well. They dominated the Yankees. The Diamondback pitchers did in all three games in the stadium. But in these crucial moments, when you're a 22-year-old relief pitcher from South Korea, you've never experienced anything like this. It's the late innings of the most crucial games on the baseball calendar. How can you not be affected?
It is also time for professional basketball to start. The National Basketball Association opened their season this week. Michael Jordan comes back to the league with the Washington Wizards. He's been in retirement, played in New York. Can the NBA take advantage of the Jordan excitement and have a great year, do you think?
Well, the NBA is the first league that gets going in what I think are the most difficult economic times to face professional sports. Remember, pro sports as a whole have been on nothing but a joyride for the last decade plus. The NBA has attendance issues. The first week's attendance have been pretty weak in a lot of cities, a lot of no-shows, a lot of small crowds. They've got negotiations on a new television contract that are expected to conclude in the next few weeks. I wouldn't be surprised to see a reduction in rights fees or some sort of structuring that cuts back on the amount of money that the league has been accustomed to from TV. And television ratings have been down. It's going to be difficult for one player, Michael Jordan, to do what he was able to do in the 90s when he was at the peak of his game. Now, when he's a 38-year-old small forward playing on a lousy team, I think the drama of Michael's return is going to wear off as the season progresses.
One new thing this year, which could prove interesting, the zone defense has been outlawed in the NBA, and now it's back.
That's right. The league wants to end the boredom of the offensive play that has really crippled the league in a lot of regards in the last few seasons. And with some other defensive rules changes, the goal is to get more players involved in every part of the game. But the drawback here could be that teams are going to double-team star players like Allen Iverson, like Kobe Bryant, the breakout players that have really helped the league in the last few years. And that may cut down on their ability to razzle-dazzle on the court.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Noah.
Stefan Fatsis writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal and talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business thereof.